definitely. That is, I think, is a definite need to increase. This is a serious type problem. As police officers, we don't need any more problems out on the street. The second one is the increase and changing of the wording on the over-dimensional fines from not less than 10 to more than 50 to by a fine of $100. We have a constant problem. Again, the city of Portland acquiesces to the state over-dimensional permit section. If he has a state permit, even though he's operating on a city street, I will usually allow him to proceed without having to go to the trouble and calling and getting a city permit. Our city permits don't cost him anything if it's within a reasonable thing. If they're going to move an oversized load through a narrow city street, well then most of them will get a city permit. But what we have a problem with on the permit problems is that they fail to comply with the provisions of those permits. They're okay, they got the permit to go over width, they got the permit to go over height. We don't care about that, but they fail to put on their pilot cars and their signs, and that's a real problem we have in there. And our traffic engineers department has basically instructed me that if they've got a state permit, then that's good enough for the city of Portland, except on extenuating special circumstances. The best I can do for him, if he's coming down the highway, and I just recently personally ran into it myself where I was forced off into the shoulder because of a 14-foot wide blade on a cat coming down the two-lane Portland street without his pilot cars. I didn't see him until I came around a bend in the road, and there he was. And he said, quote, "Well, I'm only taking it a short distance," unquote. And he had a full legitimate state permit. But he's allowed to haul without pilot cars on multi-lane highways, but not on the two-lane streets. He failed to do that in the city of Portland. So I think as a deterrent measure, didn't blink an eyebrow, by the way, when I gave him a $36 ticket, because he just puts it in his pocket as part of doing business. But if a $100 fine, period, set, I think that will definitely get their attention.
Are there questions for Mr. Yes, yeah. Representative him.
Just in looking at the fines, and I got the letters from the people initially and looked at the bill and thought, gee, that's quite an increase. It looks to me like we're really whomping the two of the people that are blatantly and deliberately overloading.
Yes.
And I'm sympathetic with your problem in Portland with the concrete people because they know how much they have on.
Right.
They know what they're charging us for, how many yards they're charging and what it weighs. Do you see the most of them being, you said that you don't usually go under 3,000 and I
try and be as reasonable as possible to, because there is a lot of problems inherent with the city of Portland, i.e. the load is originated in a container or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we have problems with the companies that are picking up. The container will fit fine if you got a double axle tractor under it, but it won't. You'll throw 10,000 pounds overweight on a single axle tractor. And that's really a problem, because if that thing blows a tire, breaks a spring or something like that, there's much more of a problem for that truck to cause inside the city of Portland. I mean, when they tip over in our freeway, we've got people all over the place. And when they break down because of weight problems on our freeways, our traffic problem is so intense inside the city of Portland that we are really very concerned about whether or not that truck's going to make it safely through our jurisdiction.
We're running into a bit of a time schedule here. I wonder, was there another question for Mr. Ross? Did you have a question?
It was just a point of clarification for the members. The chairman had raised the issue of local authority over their roads. They clearly are, by statute, they have the ability under 818 to say what kind of vehicles can travel over their roads. So the city does, by statute, have the authority to do a ordinance to regulate what vehicles travel on their roads.
As far as the city of Portland and the police bureau is concerned, and my feeling is, I have very much, quite a bit of sympathy for the trucking industry. There, I think there's a tremendous amount of regulations now. To throw more city ordinance regulations on people, if a guy is overweight out here on I-5, then he should have the same break when he comes into the city of Portland. I don't want to try and hammer him again with some other kind of ordinance. Then that would require us posting all roads, and of course, there's other inherent problems with that. But I feel that we're trying to give him the same break as he can get in Medford as he can in Portland.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Graham, would you like to go ahead?
Robert Graham with Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, ladies and gentlemen. I can say basically the same thing about Multnomah County as Ross Neely can say about the city of Portland. Two examples that I'd like to bring out to you folks is a truck that we inspected on the 17th at US 30 going into Sobeys Island. And at this time, this truck was legal at 78,000 pounds. We weighed him. He came out 90,400 pounds, 12,400 pounds overweight. Same thing on Airport Way at Ainsworth Circle, which we inspected yesterday. This is a three-axle truck, legal to 50,000 pounds, and he was 18,000 pounds, 400 overweight. We're just having a problem inner city on these guys loading down the trucks, and they're damaging the streets. We would like it increased also, the bail schedule, so that at least if somebody gets the money back, that the streets can be repaired or the proper people can be reimbursed.
Any further questions? Thank you. My inclination, and I'm sorry, the two people that we haven't had up here yet, and I want them here, and I want them so that we can question them at length. And that's Bob Hamilton from OTA and Bob McKellar from Oregon Forest Products Truckers, but they're around here all the time anyway. So I think what we'll do is we'll close for today the public hearing, and we'll bring this back on Tuesday to finish it up, because I think we really need to get everybody's testimony, and I really want to do that. And it's not only just this bill, but this is a subject that needs the committee needs to be brought right up to date on, and we've really, you know, I think done well this morning. I appreciate everybody's time and effort in coming here. So with that, we'll adjourn.